This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Simarie Ainsborough.
Women denotes many things, a mother, a sister, a wife, and many more relationships. But in all this relationship, her key role as a worker is lost.
That is Manali Shah, the union coordinator for India's Self-Employed Women's Association. Known by its acronym SEWA, the association is the largest independent women's union in the world, with 2.1 million members. Ms. Shah spoke to a webinar organized by the British Trades Union Congress about SEWA's activities in support of women workers in India.
The government and all the stakeholders, employers, contractors, have overlooked women's identity as the worker. At SEWA, we are a central trade union, national trade union, and one of the largest women workers movement was formed with this very thing to provide voice, visibility and validation to the women workers of informal sector. We were established in 1972 with the goals of full employment and self-reliance. Full employment means work security, income security, social security, healthcare, childcare, insurance, and shelter. Self-reliance means that the women workers should be collectively and independently autonomous. In India, 93% of the total workforce are from the informal economy, out of which 50% of the workers are self-employed. Today, 2.1 million women workers from 18 states of India have joined us in the women's labor movement, making it stronger and stronger every day. But let me tell you that it's not easy. Even today, our leaders and organizers have to explain to the women repeatedly that they are workers, along with being wife, mother, and that they are contributing to the economy. Our struggle started with creating awareness amongst women workers of her identity as the worker and her contribution to the economy. But now, our women workers members are aware of their identity as the worker and are empowered to negotiate for the rights with different stakeholders. Let me talk about the home workers. There are 260 million home-based workers worldwide. It represents 7.9% of the global employment, and 56% of them, that is 147 million, are women. Home workers in South Asia are 67.5 million, out of which 41.85 million are in India. That constitutes 9% of the total employment in India. Home-based trades are predominated by women and children. Their homes are their workplace and they are invisible. I would like to recall here the struggle for home-based workers. When we first approached the labor commissioner in my state for the proper payment of wages and wage increase for the BD workers, BD rollers, BD is a mini cigarette. We were told that they just pass the time at home. They are not the workers, and they started our fight for the home-based workers that led to ILO Convention 177 home worker on homework. We were the first one to coin the word home-based workers. But where are we today? Only few countries have ratified the ILO Convention 177 on home workers. Most of them not. There are long global supply chains in the home-based trades, and the women workers are at the lowest. The wages decrease at each and every step, but skills and technology does not trickle down, leaving these workers in perpetual debt. The condition of these home-based workers have deteriorated further in pandemic as the global supply chain were stopped, affected, and were apprehended that it will take long time to restore the supply chains, making the home-based workers more vulnerable. We need to get together and fight for this decent livelihood for home-based workers. Being the women's movement, we have always strived towards economic freedom of the women. Our founder, Ella Bhatt, always called economic freedom is the second freedom. Let me share you our struggle for women's street vendors. In India, according to one estimate, 2.5% of the city's population are street vendors. More than 50% are women. In India, street vending is time immemorial, and they provide like food, fruits, vegetables at affordable rates to the public at large. They usually congregate at one place, that is natural market. Natural market have organically evolved because of mutual needs and of demand and supply. For example, fruits and vegetables near residential areas, toys and eatables near parks, and etc. But sadly, they are evicted, beaten up, fined, and their wares destroyed or confiscated. And the natural markets are not considered into the development plan of city. We struggle hard to protecting the rights of the women street vendors related to life and livelihood. The right to life and livelihood is fundamental right enshrined under the Constitution of India. It was our fight for the public place. We call the struggle from Mane Chowk to VJ Chowk. Chowk means a marketplace in midst of the cities. Mane Chowk is the business marketplace in my city, from where our struggle started in 1972, and it ended in VJ Chowk, where Parliament is situated in our capital, Delhi, where the street vendors' protection of livelihood and regulation of street vending Act 2014 was passed. We first filed a case for 313 women street vendors of Mane Chowk Natural Market in the Supreme Court of India to establish their right to vend. After 7 years of hearing, we won, and for the first time, right to vend was established in India. But still, the evictions continue. Fines and penalties were levied. We advocated for the national policy for the street vendors. It was the first step towards protection of livelihood of street vendors. It also established our right on public space. On other hand, we advocated with the police and the municipal authorities, city council, that the harassment of women street vendors in the natural markets by police and other authorities should be stopped, and the confiscation of the perishable items should be immediately stopped. It was our first major victory. We were able to stop harassment, violence at the workplace way back in 1980s. Thereafter, national policy for the street vendors came into force. We were the part of task force set up for this by the government. This was a second victory for us, recognizing of the right to carry livelihoods. But unfortunately, it was not implemented as is lacked the legal backing. Then we advocated for the national law for the street vendors for protecting the regulating their livelihood. The central government was not keen to form such an act. They felt that it is the matter of state government and only state can frame the act. But we apprehended that it will depend on the will of state to enact the act. We continue our struggle for enacting the national law for street vendors. We took our big rally in 2014 in our capital, and our street vendors went on hunger strike. We continuously lobbied with the spokesperson of the political parties as the parliament was in session, in the morning, we used to advocate with the members of parliament, and we attended the parliament continuously. And ultimately, when we were in the parliament, a national law, the Street Vendors Protection of Livelihood and Regulation of Street Vending Act 2014 was enacted. It was unanimously passed by both the houses of parliament. It was a first ever act for protecting the livelihood of the self-employed workers. We had, in fact, played a major role in drafting the act. The definition of the natural market, as explained earlier, was given by us. We introduced the concept of natural market and right over public space, which was provided for in the act. This was the overwhelming victory for us. After a battle of almost two decades, we were able to establish the right to livelihood that was enshrined in our constitution. We were able to provide license and identity cards to the street vendors. We considered license and identity card as an asset for women workers because they provide much needed voice and visibility to the invisible, poor and vulnerable women street vendors. Our struggle did not end there. We were able to convince our government, the Ministry of Labour and Employment, to consider the street vendors as self-employed workers and to constitute a social security board for them and provide social security to the workers. We have adopted a joint approach of struggle and development in SEWA. Struggle through organizing and development through building the cooperatives. SEWA street vendors members, members also form a cooperative and brought a shop. I remember the shop number 40 in the wholesale vegetable market. 140 shops belong to a big traders, and we were proud that our poor women street vendors cooperative own a shop in the market. We had entered the mainstream. Our rural members were small farmers and agriculture workers who grew vegetables. We tied them to the street vendors through the shop number 40. It was a win-win situation for both our agriculture members and vendors. The street vendors suffered much in the current pandemic. They could not earn livelihood in past 2 years because of lockdowns, partial lockdowns, night curfews, and other restrictions. The police and city council saw the vendors as the super spreaders and cleared them off. They have incurred debts, and survival is a question. Our women street vendors showed strength even in this crisis. The municipal authorities approach us with the concept of e-rickshaw to supply fresh fruits and vegetables, milks and other necessities in the quarantine, containment and red zone areas. Our women street vendors took up the challenge, drove e-rickshaws and supply fresh fruits and vegetables, milk and other necessities in the quarantine, containment and red zone area fearlessly. They are also the true warriors. It was a major victory for us. Summing it up, we need to be together. Organizing is our key strength. We have to show our collective strength to win our battles. Our struggles are always truthful and peaceful. Though value-based organizing and following nonviolence, honesty, truthfulness, we have made many achievements for rights of our workers' strength. Unity is our strength.